Pesach Sheni is an inyan of a second chance. When the Yidden got the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, there were Yidden that were Tomei LeNefesh Adam, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Lama Nigora, why should we be left out from this great mitzvah? It's not our fault that we were Tomei. And in the schus of their wanting to do this mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu a whole new mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. A whole new parsha was added to the Torah. If these Yidden had not asked the question, Lama Nigora, a whole parsha of the Torah would be missing. Rabbeisai, I think that every one of us can ask Lama Nigora. Those who suffer with struggles from the Yetzirah, whether it's an addiction or whether it's Stama struggle, we didn't ask for this, Rabbeinu Shloilam. Hashem, we're looking to serve you. We want to do your mitzvahs. And the Yetzirah keeps coming and being mebalbalos and taking us away from you. We know this is meaningless. We know it's all hot air. But somehow we keep finding ourselves again in the same insanity. The Satan just wants to destroy us. He wants to get us down and make us confused and feel that we're anyway losers, that we can't control ourselves. Even more than the sins themselves, he wants to get us down. He wants to take us away from you, Hashem. He wants to stand in between the greatest love that can possibly exist, the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people. Hashem, we didn't ask for this struggle. Lama Nigora, so many Yidden are able to serve you Almei Menuchos without these terrible struggles and bilbulim. Please, Hashem, give us a second chance. Rabbeisai, it's in the schus of these tefillas, in the schus of these struggles, that new parshias are added to the Torah. Hashem has enough malachim in Shemayim, who serve Him perfectly. He's not asking for mighty warriors. Loi b'gvuras hasus yechbot, loi v'shoykei ho'esh yirtze, roitze Hashem es yireyov es ha-meyachalim l'chastoi. He's looking for those who are meyachal l'chastoi, who hope to His chesed, who cry out to Him for help, who don't want to be pulled away from Him. Yes, we may be tamei l'nefesh adam, but we don't really want this, Hashem. There are Yidden, unfortunately, today, who fall into the Tumah, and they don't care. They're miyayish. They give up. They say, this is who I am. They don't really seek to serve Hashem. It doesn't really bother them. But Rabbeinu Shloilam, all those on guard your eyes are not like that. We all cry out to you, Lama Nigora. We never ask for this. We don't want this. Hoser es levo even mikirbeinu. And give us also a chance to make the Korban Pesach Bekedusha, the Korban Pesach that was tied to the Kari Amita. And Chazal tell us that the Kari Amita is Merames on these Inyonim, on these Taivis. That was the God and the Koyach in Mitzrayim. The Yidden Dafka tied the Korban Pesach to the beds and shechted the gods of Mitzrayim. It was this Mesiris Nefesh that gave us the Schus to leave Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, Ve'at Eroim Ve'eroyo, you were naked and bare. And Chazal explained that the Yidden didn't have any mitzvahs. They didn't have enough schusim to leave Mitzrayim. Ve'ever alaych ve'erech mispoiseses bidomoich, ve'oymar lach bidomai chayi, ve'oymar lach bidomai chayi. The Dam of Milo and the Dam of Korban Pesach are connected. Both of them required Mesiris Nefesh. And it's in the schus of that Mesiris Nefesh that we were zeichet to leave Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His great Rachamim says, Yidden, all those who cry out, Lama Nigora, and really don't want this, I'm going to give them another yontif, a second chance. I'm going to add a whole new parsha to the Torah for these Yidden, because I know that deep down, they love me, they want to do my mitzvahs. They were just stuck in Tumah. May we be zoicha this Pesach Sheni to a second chance to truly serve Hashem, and to be makriv of the Korban Pesach on the Mizbeach of our hearts.